We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate. A call to change the way we insure our property in the face of climate change. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. As the Global Climate Change Summit continues in Dubai this week, a call for insurance industry reform. It comes from former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton as insurance companies pull away from coverage in areas especially vulnerable to extreme weather. Marketplace's Henry Epp has more.
It's increasingly difficult to get insurance for a home in fire-prone areas of California or parts of Florida that are frequently in the path of hurricanes. Some insurance companies have significantly increased rates or pulled out of those areas altogether. At COP28 on Sunday, former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton called out that practice and said we need to, quote, rethink the insurance industry. One way to do that is by offering what's known as parametric insurance. Rather than requiring policyholders to prove their losses, companies pay out whenever certain extreme weather thresholds are met, say a high temperature, wind speed, or rainfall amount. As Reuters reports, some workers are already benefiting from these plans in parts of Africa, Latin America, and Asia, but some in the industry aren't sure they'll be financially viable as climate impacts worsen. A research center linked to the Atlantic Council has been developing parametric insurance plans in recent years. That center sponsored Clinton's COP28 talk, and she was named a so-called ambassador for the group earlier this year. I'm Henry Epp for Marketplace.
Alaska Airlines has reached a deal to buy Hawaiian Airlines for just under $2 billion. Many of Hawaiian's routes serve airports where boats are the main alternative. With airline mergers, there will be antitrust questions, but if regulators do approve, integrating Alaska and Hawaiian could take about a year and a half. Venezuelans have voted overwhelmingly to establish a new state in the oil-rich region of Essequibo. Thing is, neighboring Guyana has claimed that region for itself since the 19th century, the BBC's Katie Watson reports.
While the result of this referendum is non-binding, critics see it as a power play by Nicolas Maduro, bolstering national support ahead of a presidential election next year. The region in question, known as Essequibo, is oil-rich and represents around two-thirds of Guyana's territory and is home to about a fifth of its population. Tensions have risen between Venezuela and Guyana since 2015, when large offshore oil and gas fields were found, and Maduro renewed his interest in gaining the territory.
That's the BBC's Katie Watson. We need you now. One generous Marketplace fan, Dr. Joe Rush from Florida, is offering to match the next $50,000 in donations to Marketplace. And every single gift gets us closer to a critically important May fundraising goal. Give right now and double your impact thanks to this generous match. Go to marketplace.org/donate.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdal. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
General Motors is scaling back its self-driving vehicle unit. It's GM's Cruise subsidiary, and it comes after California regulators pulled Cruise's permit to operate robot cars after a terrible accident, saying the vehicles pose a, quote, unreasonable risk to the public. Our Lily Jamali is following this for our program Marketplace Tech. Hello, Lily.
Good morning, David.
remind us of the year that this cruise subsidiary has had. It led to the company halting operations across the country. What happened?
Yeah, so this all started actually with some good news, believe it or not, for the company. In August, regulators here in California, they gave Cruise the green light to expand its robo-taxi service in San Francisco. A day after that approval, a bunch of cruise vehicles got stuck. They blocked traffic in a neighborhood there, the North Beach neighborhood. And there were other mishaps, too. But the turning point came in October when a cruise vehicle dragged a pedestrian who had been hit by another car. This cruise vehicle dragged her for about 20 feet, and the woman suffered serious injuries. There was a dispute about whether Cruise initially shared with regulators all its video footage from that incident. And ultimately, they ordered Cruise to halt operations in the city, and the company has now suspended trips across the country.
Now, this is altering the way people are thinking beyond Cruise, but the way they're thinking about self-driving technology more broadly.
That's right. You know, when I covered tech the first time 7 to 8 years ago, there was a new self-driving tech launch happening seemingly every week, and I have the tacky swag from that era to prove it, David. Cruise, with the long runway that GM had given it, was one of the companies left standing. Google's Waymo is another. Missy Cummings, who is a robotics expert at George Mason, she expects Waymo to move extra carefully now after what's happened here. But she says that industry-wide, autonomous tech still has a long way to go.
Fundamentally, there are problems in the computer vision systems of these cars that we do not know how to fix. And until we figure that out, this technology is not going to be ready.
Warning from Cummings there to take it slow, because in her view, Cruise moved very fast, too fast.
All right. And now back to General Motors cutting spending to this technology. You can expect layoffs at Cruise. What does it mean more generally for GM?
Well, the future of Cruise isn't clear, but departures in the C-suite don't paint an especially bright picture for them. You're right that layoffs are expected, and this company employs about 3,800 employees. Cruise does plan to relaunch in one U.S. city soon. We don't know where at this point. In terms of GM's investment, when the company bought Cruise in 2016, its technology was supposed to be a big growth driver for them. Now they have this big hurdle trying to build back trust with regulators. That's something Mary Barra has been talking about a lot when she's been asked about Cruise. And that points to ongoing interest in Cruise. But like so much in tech, Cruise burns through a lot of cash, hundreds of millions of dollars per quarter lately. And GM is making clear they are tightening the purse strings here.
Marketplace's Lily Jamali can also be heard on our program Marketplace Tech. Lily, thanks.
Thank you, David.
And in New York, I'm David Brancaccio. It's the Marketplace Morning Report. From APM, American Public Media.
Hey, everyone. It's Rima Khreis, host of This Is Uncomfortable. If you're looking for some good recommendations on books to read, well, you should join This Is Uncomfortable's Summer Book Club. Every other week in our newsletter, we'll share a new book that'll make you rethink your relationship to money, class, and work, while also featuring an interview with the author or an expert on the topic. Plus, when you join, you'll be entered in a giveaway where you could win some This Is Uncomfortable merch. Be sure to check it out. Sign up today at marketplace.org/bookclub.